John Rushton, the Life Doctor.
Hello, I'm John Rushton, the Life Doctor, and welcome to this free download explaining all about the Life Doctor series. The Life Doctor series of downloads and CDs was born about from my radio channel, Life Radio International, which broadcasts worldwide 24/7 on topics of emotional interest. The feedback from all parts of the world asking for repeats of various programs gave both rise and inspiration to make available downloads so that the respective topics of interest or those that have a certain degree of resonance with what the listener has experienced can be listened to again at a convenient time to themselves or as a top-up when needed. Each topic lasts about an hour, which is about the optimum time for listening to emotional issues. It's not a story. It's something that is very real, and so many pertinent parts are brought out within this period of time, and it's usually enough to take in without an overload effect or feeling empty because there is too little. It's also more palatable to understand and allow your views and experiences to meld with the content to either revise your thoughts or give you an impetus to move forward. The following is a little bit about myself and the subject areas that are touched upon and the background of it all. Already there are about 100 topics which have an emotional content that somewhere down the line has or is affecting many people. It's a cathartic process listening to a topic that has a bearing upon your thoughts, whether it's a current thought or that of the past that needs a little easing to let it go. The list is currently being added to, as are the areas in which we entwine ourselves, and sometimes we need a little shouting board in which we can hear views and comments on a subject to either broaden our view or confirm our own thoughts. It's all very personal and subjective. Nothing is etched in stone. Nevertheless, it does offer a real opportunity to inwardly at least voice your own opinion to yourself based upon hearing the various topics and establishing what to do next or where to go next. The content of all the topics is that which is based upon feedback from listeners to the radio channel, so it's all very real. We are all different and respond differently to circumstances and are all exposed to events and situations that can affect us. Mostly we get over these ourselves, even if it's just time healing the rifts. But some problems linger longer than we may wish, and because of that, it causes us an amount of consternation. It's also nice to know that we are not alone in what we are going through. And although we think possibly that others are experiencing what we are, or indeed have been through at the same time, it's both a highlight and a degree of comfort just to hear that firsthand. Over the years, I have been around the world many times, extensively visiting countries and many small islands and archipelagos in the oceans. Within all of this, I have experienced both the opulent and the poverty sides of life, slept in deserts, jungles, exclusive resorts, yachts, and areas in between. I've been shot at, kidnapped, and most importantly, looked after and helped by strangers, often speaking languages that I couldn't, and their help has been offered purely because they could, and for no other personal gain whatsoever. Indeed, some put themselves at risk in solving my temporary plight. I still have fond memories and a feeling of permanent gratitude for these many people, none of which I will ever see again. I have a lot to be thankful for still being alive and having experienced so much personally for what many only see via television, if that at all. I've even smuggled myself onto an aircraft just to get out of a country, having had all my documents stolen and unrest looming large, something that would be quite difficult today. It's amazing what you can do when you have to. In my travels, I've come across different cultures, ethnicities, religions, traits, traditions, customs, ideologies, liberal countries, and those depressing religiously controlled countries and their self-created backwardness. And also see why some countries do well and others don't, not necessarily based on GDP, but endemic conditions like corruption and debased abilities. It's also interesting to note how in the West we are now suffering conditions of our own making, something we both need and have to address ourselves. There are no magic wands. Within all of this, I've been privy to some very knowledgeable people in as much as their mind abilities and thought abilities, and seen some wondrous and spectacular, if not amazing things, stuff that science fiction is often based upon. It goes to prove what people can do with their minds is literally amazing. Yet most people undervalue themselves and their potential, and then they wonder why little happens their way. In my spare time, I enjoy socializing. I have a love for traveling. I used to be a regular Concorde traveler when it was flying, which always I found fascinating. I also obtained a pilot's license myself and became a master in a martial art. In addition, I enjoy swimming, dining, cooking, fine wines, and having a good laugh too. From a very personal point of view, I've experienced life from both the position of trying to make ends meet and from a position of being very comfortable indeed. Perspectives change. The love of humanity doesn't. We can all make a difference. We are living in a society today that's constantly buzzing. Technology, perceptions, evil religions always killing, despots, deceitful financial markets, corruption, wild exaggeration by the press and media to sell stories. In short, the marketing of negative emotions that we are, if we're not careful, like a sponge, we subliminally pick up all of this until we become saturated. And that's when the problems start to manifest themselves. Despite great headways in life, mental health and loneliness are two of the biggest problems we face together with the fallacy of the pursuit of happiness. Loneliness doesn't necessarily mean being on your own. You could be with loved ones or friends and yet feel isolated, confused, and a whole host of other feelings that are personal and pertinent to yourself. And if this is you to any extent, fear not, you are definitely not alone. I've seen happiness worldwide and been so fortunate to experience it by those who not only wish to share it, but see that I am happy too. This feeling is quite breathtaking, but shows the love of people as opposed to the modern day selfishness that seems to prevail, which is the what's in it for me syndrome. Attitude is of vital importance. Attitude is everything in life. With a good attitude, doors open. With a bad attitude, doors close. It's as simple as that. With a good attitude, people are statistically helped far more than those with a glum or insular attitude. People like respect. Bad attitude has no respect and smacks of conceit, selfishness, lack of self-esteem, untrustworthiness, laziness, and a lack of camaraderie, which is also vitally important. The human being is a fantastic transmitter and receiver of information. We all know that feeling when there's been an argument, we can cut the air with a knife. We also have those feelings within ourselves when something is indicating that things are not what they should be. Invariably, we should listen to those inner feelings as they indicate correctly what we are receiving from the other person or people. Our intuitive feelings or gut feelings are to be listened to until we feel more secure about what it is that's making us feel that way over and above, say, nerves for a particular event. We don't have to read body language. We are far more cleverer than that. We can even suss out what it is or what it isn't on the phone, or at times by reading how a letter, text, email has been put together or constructed. Within our world, we have religions, that is, constructs of God, which means they are man-made. And within those constructs, we have evil religions, as they are unstable wherever they are, and can be seen predominantly in the East, where nothing is ever stable and it's getting worse. Most religions have less to do with God, as they are full of man-made rules and appendages, which have, like charades, been added to through time. Linked to religions are cultures and traditions. Most haven't a place in today's society. Most cultures today hold back and restrict, as today's environment is an alien environment for something that was concocted in times of yesterday and encompasses nothing of tomorrow. This business of trying to form an identity of the past negates where you are now, and now is where you live, and what is going to give you all you need until you die, not the myth of the past. If you believe in God, then it's between you and God, no one else. Ever. Especially the state. The state comprises of humans, and that's where the weakness starts to ruin everything. For many a young first or second or even third generation immigrant who talks about their culture or tradition, it's totally false, as the only thing they know is secondhand. That is, it's been handed down by the parents. Whereas, in reality, their culture and tradition is where they were born and where they live. The rest is modern folklore. Where tradition and religion intermingle, and happiness is a constancy, as can be seen in the progress of the country where they came from compared to the Western civilizations that constantly develop. The most important aspect of life is love, and this is the base and most fundamental aspect of what I talk about also. Take away love from mankind, and what you are left with are drones or robots. Without love, we become unstable. And again, if we believe in God, then we must believe in unconditional love, which means unconditional, i.e. we don't kill on behalf of our God. Otherwise, we believe in the devil, for if God kills, what does the devil do? If you don't have any particular belief, then you steer your own course and believe that when you die, that's your lot. If you are a Darwinian, then you believe you are an evolutionary mistake, living a short span in time and come and go with no proper value whatsoever. It's important to understand what people believe, as it really doesn't make a difference to their lives. How we get on in life varies enormously, and comparisons really can't be made. We can literally make comparisons if we want to, but they serve to make no difference even to our perceptions. If we have a positive ideology on life, then we can accomplish much. If it's negative, then we see life as full of obstacles, negativity, lack of foresight and ability, and excuses. Excuses are on the increase, as is the awful situation of blame culture, mentally absolving yourself from taking ownership of life, then wondering why it doesn't quite go your way. If you don't take ownership of life, then life will take ownership of you, and life has no favorites nor takes prisoners. It goes its own way. Often you could end up where you least expected to go, and it's you who allowed that to happen. We can read books on how to be successful or make millions or do whatever it is to get from where we are to where the book tells us we can be. But the difference between the authors of such books and you is something called the timeline, which lowers the chance of the self-same thing happening to you, which is not to say it won't happen, but even if books are a good read, and they usually are, it still comes down to you. The series of Life Doctor CDs and downloads is forever evolving, as is life itself. It's a compendium of thought-provoking understandings and views on aspects of life that affect us all. All the topics are clearly marked and outline the content within. I hope you find interest and understanding in the many titles, and we are always interested in feedback either directly or via the radio station link on new topics, radio programs, lectures or anything else. You can contact me on the radio channel at www.liferadiointernational.com or my website www.thelifedoctor.info. The audio downloads are available on Audible UK, Amazon and iTunes. I'd just like to thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to you joining me again very soon. Goodbye.
John Rushton, The Life Doctor.